Well, grace and peace to each of us as we gather this morning in this way. We have some wonderful chapels in line, as you noticed in my email, with a variety of preaching students and capstones. So this is going to be a good fun ride as we move toward the end of the semester. Today, Melissa Fretwell and Matt Weaver will give us complementary sermon today, or something different. We shall find out. So we appreciate their willingness for a grade to do this. Their topic is Jesus brings light into our darkness, inviting us to be set free. So we'll see where that leads. Out of John chapter 9. Just want to read through the worship intent as we begin. Today, Melissa and Matt are opening up the scripture by engaging the characters of the story. We invite you to enter the story by becoming one of the characters and seeing the story from their perspective. Perhaps you will also be the blind person or a Pharisee, or maybe you want to see the story as Jesus. Disciples, the blind man's parents, a neighbor, a random stranger at the Pool of Siloam. Get creative and join us. So we have lots of options as we engage this morning. Pray with me. Thank you for the gift of your grace and the opportunity to gather together in this way. Be present to our intent. May Matt and Melissa provide an open space that our hearts may be touched by entering into this narrative in this way. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
As Kevin read, we invite you into the story of John 9. We would love if you would take part in this story and become one of the characters. As was mentioned, I will be playing a Pharisee in this story. Melissa will be the blind person. But we also recognize that Jesus is in this story, the disciples are in this story, neighbors are in this story, parents are in this story, random strangers at the Pool of Siloam are in this story. There are numerous characters that you can choose from.
So, who would like to be the blind person with me? Please, will at least one person be the blind person? Go, Matt, you got it. Ah. Anybody else? Come on, I have plenty. Plenty. Oh, sweet. You don't have to wear it the whole time. I'll tell you when to take it off. Anybody else? God moved in this way because I thought this whole side was going to be blind, but God showed up in Matt so that Dorothy Jean didn't have to be the blind person today. Anybody else? Dorothy Jean, would you like one? Do you want to play along? Johanna? Okay, okay. That's what I figured. Matt needs an A in Romans, so I think that's why he came up with this. Anybody else want to play along? Are you sure? Okay. Well, not really. We don't have any other parts. I mean, no other fun things. I get to wear these. Anybody else want a mask? Okay. Yes. All right. Fantastic. So thank you for being blind with me because I have other issues and I need to be able to read my text. I heard footsteps. Did you? It was not the same steps that I usually hear. Because by now I know when my dad is coming. And I know when my mom is coming, and I know when the neighbor is coming. I usually know who is coming, yet I heard new steps. Did you hear them? I heard new voices. Did you hear them? I didn't recognize these steps. And I didn't recognize these voices. I wondered, maybe like you, who is coming? Would they see me? Or see you? Or be like so many who pass by the blind people? I heard one of them call another one Rabbi. Now I knew it was the Sabbath, so why would a rabbi be near me or you? Whose sin calls the blind man's condition? His own or his parents? I started wondering if they were like others who like to play the blame game and never see me. I wanted to yell out, "No one!" But as usual, I kept quiet. Who would listen to a blind person anyway? And then all of a sudden, I heard another voice. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. Who is this man? How does he know me? No one has ever known me. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. Who is this? We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. What in the world is he talking about? What does light look like? Do you all know? How is a person light? And then all of a sudden I heard a spat on the ground. What is going on? But I sat as still as I could, not moving a muscle, thinking, am I going to die? And then I felt it, a warmth on my eyes, and I jerked back. Who is touching me? What is going on? Is this mud on my face? Is he mocking me? And why is someone coming this close to me? Is this God? Go. Wash in the pool of Siloam. Slowly, I got up. I went. But what am I doing? Took the water, and I put it on my right eye. And I put it on my left eye, and I rubbed the grit out, and all of a sudden, it was incredible. Look at this. Open your eyes, those of you who are with me. And the rest of you, do whatever you need to do. But look. Look at those colors. They're blue. Oh, I don't know what that means. Whoops. Look at those colors. Look. What is this? I don't know what that is. It was so bright. It was significant. I just had to take a deep breath. It was hard to articulate what I was feeling, but I wanted to share with everybody I could grab at that time, but I had to get back. I wanted to see my parents and show them that I could see them. And I hurried back, but I first saw my neighbors. Is this not the one who used to sit and beg? It is! No, but it's someone similar. I am the one! I am the one! Well then, who opened your eyes? The man called Jesus made mud and spread it on my eyes and told me to go to Siloam and wash. And I went. And I washed and I received my sight. Well, they ask, well, where is he? I don't know.
Who is this person? Why is he being brought here? Wait a second, is this the person we just saw on the street begging a few hours ago? It's the Sabbath. What's going on here?
Why am I being dragged in front of this group of Pharisees? I just want to find Jesus. Why can't they accept that God has done a wondrous act in my life?
This is the person we did see. They were blind. Now they can see. I wonder what's going on here. How is it that you received your sight?
Jesus, the man of God, touched my eyes, and then I washed, and now I see. Can't you see this?
This person, Jesus, he's clearly not from God. I mean, he doesn't even follow the law. How can he heal on the Sabbath? He must be a sinner. And sinners cannot perform miracles, at least not of this variety. Oh, you think that he might still be a man of God? He just happened to heal on the Sabbath. I'm sure. Are you listening to yourself right now? Well, what do you say about him? It was, after all, your eyes that he opened.
He's a prophet.
A prophet? I just don't believe this guy. There has to be something else going on here. Yes, perhaps he wasn't actually blind from birth. That's a good idea. Maybe that's it. I wonder what his parents would have to say about this. They would have known him for a while. Yes, let's bring the parents in. Let's question them. Yes, you. So, you say that this is your son. And you say he was born blind. Well, how in the world is he able to see now? So you do know that this is your son. And you know that he was born blind. But you're telling me you don't know how it is that his eyes are opened. How is that possible? You want us to ask him again? Oh, he's of age. You want us to ask him again? We already talked to him. What are you afraid of? What are you hiding? Yes, we'll go talk to him again. We do need something to pin on Jesus. Give glory to God. Speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, God. How was it that your eyes were opened? We know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner.
How do you know that? Why are you so sure of yourselves? I don't know if he's a sinner. All I know is that once I was blind and now I can see. Can't you see? Look!
I can see. But what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?
I have already told you, and you will not listen. So why do you want to hear it again? Clearly, you don't want to follow this man.
This is unbelievable. You are his disciple. But we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, Jesus, I mean, we don't even know where he comes from.
This is just simply amazing. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but God does listen to people who worship and obey. In fact, no one has opened the eyes of a person born blind before. He has to be from God. Otherwise, he could do nothing.
You were born in sin, and yet you think you can teach us, students of Moses? Get out of here!
So there I sat. And this man came to me and he asked us, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Well, what do you mean, do I believe in the Son of Man? I don't even know who he is. Please tell me about him so that I may believe in him. I've seen him? What do you mean I've seen him? Did you all see him? I've only been able to see for like 3 hours. Oh. You are the Son of Man. Well, Lord, I believe, and they do too. And I fell on my knees in worship. Here was the man who had brought light into the dark world and set us free to see the goodness of God all around. He is the light of the world. This man came in the world not only to open the eyes to the natural world, but to the movement of God. He opened my eyes to see God's glory, and oh, what a sight it is. I just wish that maybe you were able to use those.
Did you hear what Jesus just said over there? He said that he came into this world so that those who don't see may see, and that those who do see may become blind. What does he mean? I mean, surely we aren't blind, right? I can see clear as day. There's no way that I am blind, that we are blind. I'm sorry, what, Jesus? Our sin remains? The audacity! How can you say that our sin remains? You are the one who healed on the Sabbath. You don't follow the law. You're the one in sin. Not us. How can we be in sin? I see just fine. Right?
This passage can take us to many places. It's one thing to be in character, and it's one thing to be in person. Some of you know this is my week here at the seminary, and I'm not about being an advertisement, but I will say two things. First of all, what struck me as the blind person also strikes me as a person who has memory issues. It says in this passage that he was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. She is born with memory deficits so that God's works might be revealed in her. Come tomorrow at 10:10 as I share about compassion. I will be more composed. and talk about this journey of compassion. But for today, might we be blessed with enough foolishness, all of us, to believe that we are born so that God's works might be revealed or manifest in us just as we are.